Okay, let me finish up my Avengers Infinity War review. This is the spoiler-filled review. If you haven't seen the movie, which you probably already have, but who knows, you probably want to tune out now and go buy tickets. Okay, you're still here? Well, listen at your own risk. But honestly, I'm not going to focus too much on many major plot points anyway. I'm just going to expound upon what I pretty much already said. And that is that Thanos is the best MCU villain probably ever. Because I honestly had a very low expectation of Thanos. I didn't really... In the trailers, he didn't seem too impressive. He just seemed like, you know, the villain where he's just kind of evil and he's trying to destroy Earth. I thought that that was going to be it. But there's almost no vendetta against the Earth or any of the Avengers. He just is there to accomplish his mission, and his goal, his destiny, as he calls it, and the Avengers and Earth and half of life is just an obstacle in the way. So it's really fascinating that looking back on it, he really never showed any malice against any of the good guys. Honestly, I don't even think there were... I mean, there were a few moments, I think, where Thanos got a little out of control. But at the same time, I don't think there was a moment when he was exactly... angry, per se? More frustrated. But Thanos was amazing. He lived up beyond my expectations for a villain. And if they can keep it up, I mean, it's going to be amazing. And then just the relationship between Thanos and Gamora was unexpected. I mean, looking back on Guardians of the Galaxy, it was kind of glossed over, like, why, what happened between Gamora and Thanos? Was Gamora, like, good the whole time? Or did she just suddenly realize that, oh, Thanos, maybe he's kind of evil, or maybe what he's doing is kind of wrong, so maybe I should go against him? But then you learn that sounds like that she's been kind of conspiring against Thanos since the beginning. So it's a really curious relationship, and I think it was all very interesting. It added a real depth to Thanos to show that he actually cares for something. Because, truthfully, as far as I know of the majority of Thanos' portrayals in comics and other media, he's very, I don't know if nihilistic's the right word, but he's just, you know, doesn't like anything, just likes, you know, just destroying stuff. So, but this version of Thanos is so fascinating. I mean, he's definitely, his actions are evil. Definitely they are evil. But at the same time, at least there's a clear motivation, and it makes him interesting to watch on screen. He's not just an obstacle that the characters are supposed to overcome. It's really a two-sided conflict. They're both going back and forth. They're both shifting in different ways. And it's very fascinating. And also Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange was really... First of all, his power has really been upgraded since his solo movie. He's pretty powerful. And I'm curious to know how much of his sacrifice to save Tony Stark was it actually out of any goodwill towards Stark? Which, that's what you first think, but then when he says it's the only way, maybe he still isn't a big fan of Stark, but he sees this as the only way to defeat Thanos. So I'm curious to see where they take that, to see where, in what direction are they going to take the relationship between Tony Stark and Thanos. And there's a surprising amount of conflict. I mean, it was kind of expected because there are a lot of very egotistical characters in the MCU, and then bringing them all together, some of them for the first time, it's kind of expected, but it was a little more conflict than I expected. Now, my only downside, I felt like they kind of mistreated Star-Lord a little bit. I mean, in a few ways. For starters, his kind of confrontational relationship with Thor off the bat, I thought it kind of made him look really silly. And, I mean, of course, compared to Thor, he is a rather comedic character, but at the same time, as you can tell from all the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, he does have a leadership and an honorable streak to him, and I think that was really buried in Infinity Wars. But, I mean, honestly, 4 out of 5 is still pretty good for most of the characters. That was just my only misgiving, and then you kind of see... let me put it this way. Star-Lord wasn't as likable as he was in Guardians of the Galaxy because many reasons. As you see, I mean, his actions, his kind of tone was diverging from a lot of the other characters. His kind of vanity, unwarranted vanity at some points. And again, it's kind of part of the character, but I thought it just wasn't... It wasn't in the right way, in the right direction. So, that is basically my spoiler-filled review. This is the second part of my 3-part Infinity War review. I just want to do this real quick. And the third one, we'll be talking about theories and speculations for the next movie. And, yeah, stay tuned. I'm Chase Carrington, and you are listening to The Chase Carrington Show on Anchor.